what's up?
What's happening, man?
Everything is great. Everything is awesome, man. I am so psyched for tomorrow. I'm psyched for the golf tournament. I don't think we've decided on a format. I'm just going to leave that in your hands to figure out what we're going to do. Dodgers are trailing right now in St. Louis. Just a crap lineup they put out there today.
Right. Well, and they're not scoring any runs. Their offense, you know, they lead the league in runs scored, but their offense lately has been kind of flat.
Yeah, down and 2-1, top of the eighth now. And, John, get this. They've got Bellinger in the 5-hole, Steven Souza Jr. in the 6-hole, 7-hole is Billy McKinney, 8-hole was Austin Barnes. I don't know what Dave Roberts was thinking.
Well, getaway day. They're going to fly today and play against the Padres tomorrow. He might be setting it up for the Padres. Now, who started for the Dodgers today?
It was Tony Gonsolin, who gave him, I think, 3 good innings. And the bullpen's been pretty solid. I think Alex Vesia gave – or no, it was Billy McKinney. I'm sorry. Who gave up the home run, Greg? Was it Phil Bickford?
I think it was Bickford. Yeah,
I think it was Bickford. Yeah.
But you know, and I know we've goofed on Bickford. He's been great. He's actually been really good.
Vesey has been really good. No, the bullpen has been really, really solid. I'm disappointed that they went with this particular lineup.
Well, look at it. The pitching today has been great. They've only given up 2 runs, but they're down to their last 3 outs, and they've only scored once. They didn't score last night and lost. They looked like they were going to come back late while you and I were doing our fantasy football draft, and the Cardinals got out of that. And I don't know. It seems like now the Giants are 2 up, right?
Yep, 2 up now. If we don't win, we'll be 2.5 back.
And do they play? Do the Giants play today?
Giants are off today.
Okay, so
play Chicago.
And there's only like 20 games left. You don't want to be messing around with 3-4 game deficits with 15 games to go.
Yeah, that's why this lineup, I don't get it. I mean, I don't know if that's Friedman, I don't know if that's Dave Roberts, but that is a crap lineup. I cannot believe they went with that. I understand it's getaway day and all that stuff, but these games are critical right now. Every single game is a game you need to catch the Giants, and the Giants are playing great baseball right now. So I don't get Greg Bergman, do you understand?
No, I don't get it at all. It's absolute garbage. And what happened today was Cody Bellinger comes up with the bases loaded because he's batting 5th. And what does he do? He pops up. The guy is batting 159 right now.
Who's off today?
Chris Taylor
was off?
And Will Smith.
Yep, Will Smith is off.
Well, I get the Will Smith thing, day game after night game, but you're right. I don't know why you would devalue a regular season game. I'm sure after the game, Dave Roberts is going to say so wait a minute. Betts, Muncy, both Turners.
Both Turners.
Okay, so Pollock is unavailable.
Right.
Right?
Yep, correct.
Seager is the one guy you would have liked to have seen in there.
And Seager's off today. So Seager, Will Smith, and Chris Taylor are the guys that are off.
Which is insane to me.
I don't know if you sit 3 guys like that in a game this late in the season.
No,
how do you sit 3 guys that of that caliber at this point in the season, like you're saying, John? And also, none of it makes sense. You're putting guys in, you're down. You're down in the lineup. Your offense has struggled hard. And this is what you put out there?
Yeah, and you know, this is, we can put this on Dave Roberts. But let's face it, there is a lot of Andrew Friedman fingerprints on this particular thing.
Right. And by the way, that's the way they've always done it, and they've won 8 straight division titles. It's tough to criticize these guys. They win the division every year.
They weren't down.
If they lose it this year and they still get the wild card, they just got to navigate that one-game playoff, which is when they're going to pitch Max Scherzer and make you two guys look like idiots.
Well, I tell you, I don't want to face the Padres because they're going to come with Blake Snell. The Reds are going to come with Wade Miley, who's got a 6.1 wins above replacement this year. Philly's got Zach Wheeler, who's been just a machine this year. So no matter who you get in that wild card game, you're going to face a very, very good pitcher. And that's what's scary about being in the wild card game. I want to let everybody know, lie of the day today. It is my lie. At some point, I will tell a lie. And if you can figure out what it is and call it 3:30, you will win tickets to be at the world's greatest stadium Sunday night, Rams versus Bears, Sunday night football. Again, be listening all show long and listen for my lie, and then at 3:30 you get a chance to win.
I was golfing today, and some guy yelled at me across the golf course, "What was the lie? I want the Bears tickets." So it's catching on.
Yeah. John, did you decide on a golf format? What are we going to do?
Well, did you read Morales' email?
It's so complicated. Either we keep stroke play or we go to match play.
We're gonna kind of do a combination to make it simple and give you the best chance to keep it competitive. Here's what we're going to do. You get three strokes on every hole, and it's match play. So, for example, the first hole is a par four.
Yes.
If I get a five and you get a seven, you win. If you get an eight, you tie. If you get nine or worse, you lose. And that's if I get a five. Now, if I get a four, then it all drops down. So you basically have to stay within three shots of me. And this includes your advantages are going to be on the par threes and your harder holes are going to be on the par fives.
Yes. I'm all for it. By the way,
but
a lot of
way,
people...
Mace, nobody can win in the first two holes. Like after five holes, it'll still nobody will have won yet.
Right, because I will blow up on a hole. I will absolutely blow up.
This gives you the opportunity. Now I made a decision today.
Okay.
And
by the way, there's Ireland out there practicing today.
Yeah, I was terrible. If I play today the way tomorrow the way I played today, I'm going to put another $10,000 on you.
I think I'm in your head. I'm in your head, man. I'm living in your head. Man, by the way, a lot of people on Twitter think I'm sandbagging. Am I? No.
Maybe. I think you've practiced a lot.
And I have worked a lot.
I think that you don't know how many strokes 27 is. That's it. Bergman, explain to Mason. That would be, if we were playing 18, that would be 54 strokes. I mean, I've never heard of a match where a guy gets 27 strokes.
27 strokes is a lot, Mace.
So, Mace, you've
but like I okay, so take for example, I played the par 3 on Saturday at Rancho Park.
Yeah, do you have that scorecard?
I do.
Okay, do you have it in front of you?
No, I do not. I shot 50. I shot 50.
All right, so, but there you was averaged, so you averaged a little more than five a hole.
But okay. I hit an 8
right,
on one hole.
Lose,
I hit a 6 on one hole.
You would lose. You'd probably lose those two, but on the, did you have any fours?
Yeah, I had a couple of bogeys in there. Yeah, I had a couple of bogeys. I had
those
some fives.
Those you would win. So I think it's going to be closer than you think.
Good.
And I think you have an excellent chance.
Excellent.
Now, here's what I'm actually worried about.
Okay.
It's at 7:30 in the morning, which is late for me, but it's extremely early for you.
So
are
early
you going
for me.
Out there tonight?
No, I'm not. In fact, I decided the best thing I could do.
What?
I'm not going out there tonight. I mean, I'm going out there tonight late, but the best thing I could do was to get a massage tonight. So I'm getting a massage while I avoid rush hour traffic. Then I'll drive out to Yorba Linda, where we're all staying at a cheap hotel that I had to pay for.
Yeah, the one – oh, by the way, attention all PTs, trainers. I have a – you know, I don't know if you've ever done this before. I have a calf muscle, my right calf muscle – is it hasn't popped, but it's super tight ready to pop.
Yeah.
And I can't pop one tomorrow because I'm going to that on that golf trip to North Carolina. So I need some calf stretches tonight or a tight calf regimen. Shout out to Kelvin Gamble, who is the one trainer I know that listens to the show. Kelvin, I need calf stretches tonight or else I'm in big trouble tomorrow. But it'll be fun. Okay, so I made a tactical decision.
Okay.
I hired Travis to be my caddy.
Oh, nice.
Because Travis has beat me like a drum on that course. He knows it well. Now, I may have made one mistake, though. I told him, get there whenever you want.
I said,
I didn't feel
that.
Well, I'm not paying him. So I said, hey, well, his show's at 10.
Yep.
You and I are teeing off at 7:30. He lives in Orange County. I said, when you get there, come find me. I really need him for the back, like the last four holes when it's all going to come down to it.
Well, one little advantage I have, and maybe it's a big advantage. My teacher from Rancho Park, Derek Allen, is going to be with me throughout the round to try to settle me down. He says, you got to avoid the drama on the course. Avoid the drama. Play solid. Keep it in the middle. And I understand the fairways are very narrow. Keep it in the middle. Derek Allen will be with
they're
me, which
that,
I think will make
way,
a difference.
They're not that narrow.
They're not?
Yeah, you can do it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you'll see.
They're forgiving.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good course. It's a good test. The Joe, the pro out there, is a great guy, Joe Riley. He and so he'll be out there helping us out. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow – now, how can people watch it, Greg?
Live coverage begins at 7 a.m. on the range. Social media at ESPN Los Angeles on both Twitter and Instagram. There will be hole-by-hole coverage starting at 7:30 a.m., hosted by corporate Greg Bergman and Chris Morales on social media at ESPN Los Angeles on Twitter and Instagram.
And we are going to make fun of both of you the entire time.
Good.
I would expect no less. Now,
yes.
The Dodgers, by the way, are down to their last out.
Yeah.
And Bellinger popped out. Seager struck out.
Good God, Bellinger. And, God, yeah. What are we going to do with that guy?
Well, I think he's running out of chances. And, he's a very likable guy.
Yeah, no, I got nothing against him. He just can't hit.
Yeah, it's getting to the point. But right now you need him because you've got injuries. You know.
But he should be batting eighth. He should not be hitting fifth.
Except, are you going to put Souza and McKinney ahead of him?
Yeah, that's true. If you're lining that lineup up, I'm not sure who you hit fifth.
Yeah, Bellinger at least has some type of major league pedigree.
They're all hitting like 140. They're all like one for their last 100 or what it is. I mean,
right.
it's a mess.
Yeah, it is not good. Now, last night was the 31st annual Hollywood Football League Fantasy Football Draft.
And we've been there for a lot of years now.
Yeah, you had the first pick. You took a very measured pick. You took Christian McCaffrey.
Yep.
I took the most unconventional pick. I took Patrick Mahomes with the fourth overall pick in the draft. Overall, how do you feel about your team?
I actually feel like this is the best team I have ever drafted.
Okay, so what's interesting about that, and Matthew Berry, we do a thing every year. We send Matthew Berry both rosters, but we don't tell him which is which guy. So he's just going to look at the two rosters to give an honest assessment of who has the better team.
Yes.
Now, and I'm not like doing this for a bit. I'm not just saying this to rile you up. I think this is the worst team you've ever drafted by a mile.
What?
I think you have completely screwed the pooch here.
What?
In this league, in the Hollywood Football League, you know, and Matthew always makes this point, oh, you guys are in that relic of a league.
Yeah,
with the
old
scoring. In standard scoring leagues, the quarterback, when he throws a touchdown, it's worth 4 points. In
yes.
our league, it's worth six.
Yes.
So the quarterback is absolutely critical.
Yes.
You forgot to draft a quarterback.
Wait a minute. Jalen Hurts is on Matthew Berry's love list for this year.
Right.
He's on the love list for this week. He's ranked by ESPN as the sixth best quarterback in week one.
I hate Jalen Hurts this year, and here's why. The Eagles are going to stink. They're going to be
so you
got to
throw the ball a lot.
Right, but he's not a great passer. He's a great runner. But
there you
he's
go.
Not a great passer. And by the way, teams are not going to let him just run wild. And then your backup quarterbacks, I think all
I love Fitzpatrick.
Okay, my three quarterbacks, all right, Patrick Mahomes, Ben Roethlisberger, and Derek Carr, I would rather have any of those three than any of your quarterbacks.
See, I already cut Jared Goff. I found a receiver last night. We have a stupid rule where you have to draft three quarterbacks. So my three quarterbacks were Jalen Hurts, Ryan Fitzmagic, and Jared Goff. I already cut Jared Goff. I only need to carry two quarterbacks.
Yeah, I think that, and by the way, Chris Taylor just struck out. Dodgers lose again. So
I will
we'd
bet
like to welcome those of you.
Mythical dollars that Matthew Berry says my lineup is better.
How much?
$2,500 mythical dollars.
Done. It's a bet.
You're going to do it too?
No. We're betting on whose lineup he's. If he
oh,
picks
okay,
you,
right. So the winner gets $2,500. Yeah,
$2,500. If he picks me, I win $2,500.
I'm going to crush you on this. You cannot believe how good my team is.
You have cemented your name of last place Mace for another year. Your team is terrible. All right, so we're getting in. We're getting into all of that. At the top of the hour, 2 o'clock. Ramona just texted me.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, are you going to finish in time for your show tomorrow? Momo, we're teeing off at 7:30, and we're only playing 9 holes. How long do you think golf takes? We're on at 1.
Yeah.
It would have to take. Do you think it's going to take us 5 hours to play 9 holes?
To play 9 holes? Yeah, I think we'll make it.
I don't think Ramona is a golfer.
So I wanted to, John, bring, because you know what my favorite show on the station is besides ours? Travis and Sliwa.
Okay.
I love the Travis and Sliwa show. Okay. So I wanted to bring Travis on for a minute, little golf stuff, and talk about the Rams, too, who kick off on Sunday night.
Oh, good.
We're going to do that coming up.
Good, and then maybe I can guilt him into showing up at 7:30.
There you go. So Travis is going to join us coming up. And don't forget, 2 o'clock, Matthew Berry will be here. He will choose who's got the better fantasy roster. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, by the way, the Golf Classic tomorrow is presented by Coors Light and Sunday Swagger. We got really cool shirts from Sunday Swagger. What is yours, John?
It's the Hitchcock. It's a bunch of birds.
That's right. And I got, extremely appropriately, a donut shirt. It is covered with donuts. And I also want to say Keyshawn will be there in person for the ceremonial first shot. He's coming to town from the 10th hole at 10 a.m. Apparently last time we did this, he hit a house.
I was
on
there.
The opening shot. Oh, were you?
But it wasn't as bad as you think.
It
was at a different course. The house was kind of close to the tee box. It wasn't that bad.
Okay, good. By the way, Momo says, are you going to finish in time your show tomorrow? It's so far to walk. I mean, we're driving carts, Momo.
Yeah.
She's unfamiliar with the game.
Well, Travis Rogers is here. Travis is the best golfer at the station.
Yes.
So, Trav, this is almost a weird golf sociological experiment.
Okay.
All right. So, Mace has been practicing and taking lessons from a pro for 2-3 months. But if he's being honest, I don't know if you are, Mace.
You've been on an 18-hole
on a regulation course. He's played some executive courses,
okay,
but never been on an 18-hole course. The format which we've decided, Mason doesn't know that I'm doing him a favor, but I am because I want to keep it competitive. I'm giving him 27 strokes for the 9 holes.
Oh, it's a 9-hole match. Okay.
It is. He wouldn't play me 18.
Okay.
He says he doesn't think he can play 18.
Yeah, I don't think I got that in me.
By the way, Trav, I'll play the back 9 with you.
Okay.
Up until you have to leave to do your show if you want to.
But I'll bring the clubs.
Okay, so 27 holes or 27 strokes he's getting, but it's match play in this sense.
Mm-hmm.
He gets 3 strokes a hole.
Yes.
So if he gets a 20 on the first hole, if we played stroke play and he wets the bed, he'd be out of it after 3 holes.
Correct, if I blow up.
I think match play gives him a chance, especially getting 3 shots a hole. What do you think?
No, I think that it's a good match for exactly the reason that you said. Here's what you got to keep in mind, Mace.
Yep.
Right? You can have, like you said, you could have a hole where, you know, you run out of golf balls, right? It doesn't matter.
Yes.
Because you go to the next hole and you're 3 shots ahead. Right. So all
right.
You need to do is hit one good shot on a couple of holes and you're going to win those holes. Because if you hit a good tee shot, for instance, right?
Yes.
You're lying -2 in the fairway.
Right.
Right. So you don't need to string together a bunch of good shots. If you hit one good shot per hole, you're going to win most of those. 3 shots is a ton.
So
you're
Trav,
in good shape.
Here's the other thing. I cannot hit woods to save my life. So I'm playing only irons. I will probably pay. I feel really good
now
about my 5-iron off the tee.
Okay.
Trav, now think about this because you've played black gold more than I have.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing the front 9.
Yes.
He can carry. There's no carries off the tee, especially if we play the white tees. He can carry everything with a 5-iron, right?
Five, is that five? Five might be the one that might be a tough carry, but the other 8 holes he'll be. Oh no, and eight,
It's a long carry for a 5.
But wait, but a 5 yard, is it more than 160 yards?
Yeah, 5
okay.
is. Eight is for sure.
So you might have to play around there. Now, some other points of clarification, Trav, we'll let you be the, because you golf more than anybody. I think inside the leather is good. Is that fair?
I think that's fair.
Okay, so you know what that means, Mace?
Nope, no clue.
It means if you put your putter, the end of your putter in the hole, and then measure your putt, then
if it's inside the grip, it's good. You don't have to putt it.
You don't have to putt it. So it keeps you from like missing an embarrassing one.
Okay, good, good. Okay.
What I would suggest, Mace, with those rules, I would go to Roger Dunn today and buy a 9-foot putter.
I'd buy a James. Get James Worthy.
Excellent idea, Travis.
Yeah, that's what you need to go do.
Perfect.
Now, Trav, I recruited you by text this morning to come caddy for me because if it comes down to it. Here's the one thing. Travis, did we play 3 times or 4 times?
3.
All right, so Travis beat me the first 2 times, and then the 3rd time I had him, and I swear I'm not embellishing this story. Morales, we were up 1. I was 5-6 feet from the hole. Travis was 25 feet from the hole. And Morales, who was his teammate, goes, I can't believe we lost to Ireland and Tommy. And you looked at Morales and said, go away. This isn't over, you idiot.
I
Get
was
out of my head. And then Travis drains a 25-footer. I wet the bed and missed the 6-footer to tie the match, and then we tied on the last hole. So, Trav, what I need you for is if it comes down to putts at the end, I need you to help me read them. But how much do I have to lean on you to get you to show up at 7:30?
I could probably make that happen. Okay. I could probably make that happen. Yeah, yeah. I'd
love to have you for all 9, but since I'm giving you literally $0 for this. hey, you know what I could give you?
Mm.
All right, I'll give you this if you show up at 7:30.
All right.
Since you don't do the Laker pregame anymore, you do the Rams pregame.
Yes.
I'll give you 2 tickets
and halftime and postgame.
Okay, I'll give you 2 tickets to a Laker game this season.
Done.
On me, good seats, if you come at 7:30.
Oh, I'll be there at 6:30.
Okay, done. Awesome.
Yeah. All right, so Trav, brand new show. I'm loving it. You and Sliwa, Ask Slee, all this stuff. I'm really excited that you guys got the full 3 hours. You've done an unbelievable job. It's a cool combo because Alan does all the Laker stuff, and you do all the Rams stuff, and you put them together, and you get L.A. local stuff like crazy. Let's talk about the Rams for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for me, I'm a huge Stafford believer. I think it's a significant upgrade over Jared Goff. I think the defense is going to be just as good as it was last year. I'm a little bit concerned about Daryl Henderson, but the fact that Sony Michel is there, I feel good about. How do you feel about this Rams team?
So I agree with most of the things you said there. I agree that Matt Stafford is a huge upgrade over Jared Goff, but I think the Stafford thing, we're making a little bit too much about it. That, you know, we were talking about this on Travis and Slee just a few minutes ago, that Matt Stafford has the 5th best odds of all NFL players to win the MVP award.
Wow.
Okay? So he's behind Mahomes, Rodgers, Josh Allen, and he's tied with Lamar Jackson. He's tied for 4th. Okay?
Damn.
I don't think he needs to be that guy. He doesn't have to throw for 6,000 yards and 50 touchdowns. He just needs to be the guy that he was in Detroit. And by that, I mean this. He just needs to be a good quarterback. He was a good quarterback on a bad team in Detroit. He doesn't need to be the MVP. He doesn't need to light it up every day. He just needs to be significantly better than Jared Goff, which his average performance or slightly above average performance will be. The Rams got to the 2nd round of the playoffs with a guy that had a broken hand and turns it over twice a game.
Right, and by the way, they didn't even start him.
Right.
John Wolford started
right.
until he got hurt.
No, I think it's a huge upgrade, but I don't think it has to be like, okay, if he's an MVP, we got a chance. I just think he needs to be himself, and they got a really good chance. So
you know, I've been trying to describe to people the stadium.
Oh,
because I got to go to the preseason. I went to the preseason game.
By the way, Trav, do you do pre and post from the stadium or from the studio?
Pre from the stadium, post from Hollywood Park Casino right across the street.
Okay. Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. I can't put it into words how spectacular the stadium. It mm-hmm. really is the greatest stadium I have ever
yes.
been in.
Well,
what do you
Mace,
think?
You know, you said you can't put it into words. That literally, Trav, is the right description. You can't explain it to somebody. You need to go it's one of the few things that there's only a handful of things in Los Angeles you can say this about. Like the Hollywood Bowl on a perfect night.
Mm-hmm.
You can't explain it to somebody. SoFi, you can't explain. It's like, well, think about this. The biggest stadium ever built was Jerry World for $1 billion. This was five times more than any stadium ever built.
Yeah, well, so I went through Jerry World when they had the Super Bowl there a few years ago, and it was really remarkable and incredibly impressive. And to your point, John, when you walk into SoFi, you're like, oh yeah, Jerry World looks like the Forum compared to this. It doesn't look like the next step. It looks like 10 steps further down the road. The way that I've described it, because I agree with you, Mace, there are not words to say, oh, this is what it's kind of like. The grandness of it, the newness of it, the modernity, if that's a word, of it, are very indescribable. But here's what I'll say. It's the only thing that I've never had anything to do with that I want to show off to people. That I want people in the city to go in there and see it, because I was lucky enough to go through it a few times as it was being built, when it was finished, earlier this season, leading up to the preseason. I got to see it at all these different stages, and it got better every single step. People need, whatever it is, whether it's a Rams game, a Chargers game, a concert, whatever it might be, you need to get in that building because it is indescribable and it will blow your socks off.
Trav, I'm curious as to who you think, and I know this is subjective until we see the games, but for example, in fantasy last night, I drafted both Sony Michel and Daryl Henderson.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I going to end up playing more?
Michel.
I think so.
Yeah, I like Daryl Henderson a lot. I think he's a good back, but he's had a hard time staying healthy, and he hasn't even played that much.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that I don't think he's productive. It's that I think he's a smaller guy. He's not a big, durable guy, and in the limited time he's gotten nicked up pretty much every time, so I'm worried about that aspect of it more than the performance aspect. Sony Michel is a really good running back who's played in a whole bunch of big games at Georgia with the Patriots in the Super Bowl. I think he's going to slide right in and do a really good job.
You know, there's a guy that I think on the roster, and the wide receiver core is obviously, you know, you got Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp and DeSean Jackson, mm-hmm. and Tyler Higbee. I think Van Jefferson actually break out this year. They took him high in the draft. They obviously are very high on him. What do you think?
Although, wait a minute, guys. Mace, you can't throw that out there without saying what happens to DeSean Jackson if Van Jefferson breaks out. You know what I mean? Because
yeah,
you know
yeah.
Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp.
Because they're kind of the same guy.
They're
going to
be Woods and Kupp are going to be 1-2, don't you think?
Well, for sure. But to your point, Mace, about Van Jefferson and DeSean Jackson, I'll throw another one in there.
Okay.
Tutu Atwell, right?
That's right.
You talk about how they spent a high draft pick on Jefferson a couple of years ago. Well, their first pick was Tutu Atwell, who's another one of those guys that kind of fits that mold, that super good speed, just a burner, the guy that gets behind the defense. So they got another piece in there. Now he's a rookie, so that factors into the equation as well. But, I mean, look, I'm not wishing any bad luck on anybody, but we know how the NFL goes, right?
Yep.
Something's going to happen to somebody. You're gonna need another person in that thing. All three of those guys, it's very unlikely that all three of them will be available for all 17 games. You're going to need four or five guys to step up. So I'll steal a line from Dave Roberts and say that these things tend to work themselves out.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Hey, don't forget, every day, Travis and Sliwa, 9:55. It is officially our lead-in. And, Trav, thanks a lot. We'll see you tomorrow at Black Gold.
I'll be there.
Cool. See you, Trav. Thanks, man.
All right. There you have Travis Rogers doing a great job. He'll have Rams pregame, halftime, and postgame for you, too, when you're listening on Sunday night to Rams-Bears. All right. Coming up next for you, Wheel of Questions is going to get a spin. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, by the way, 2 o'clock, Matthew Berry is going to be here, the talented Mr. Roto. So John and I have a $2,500 bet that who's got the better fantasy football roster.
It's not a real bet. It's mythical money. But,
mythical money, yeah.
Yeah, but we're going to find out.
I don't have $2,500 to really bet.
Yeah, so we each get $100,000 in mythical money at the start of the year. I think I got 106. Mason, you got about 95, and Greg's right at 100, right? Okay.
Yeah, Bergman hasn't made a bet yet, so.
I got bets coming today, don't worry. And I bet on the golf.
Oh, that's right. You bet on golf.
He bet on you, Mace. I bet on you.
What a sucker. What a sucker. All right, it's time to spin the wheel of questions. Let's see, who do we got now? Taylor, why don't you go ahead and spin the wheel?
Mace, did you mention who provides the wheel of questions?
You know what, John? It's a really good point, and I didn't. And I want to mention our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. If you've got a car that's just sitting around not being used, bring it to Puente Hills Toyota today for an instant cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota is the house of yes. All right, here we go. The question is pretty easy today. What is the movie you saw as a kid that scarred you? What is the movie you saw as a kid that scarred you?
Mine's easy. You want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Jaws.
Jaws.
I was a beach kid, so it came out in the 70s, and when it did, I used to go to the beach with my friends all the time. All of us, we went together, 14 of us, to see Jaws, and the opening scene of that is a girl swimming out by the buoys, and a shark gets her and kills her. And so we all made a pact that the next day we would all swim out to the buoys because we feared if we didn't, that we'd be scared to go back in the water.
Right.
And this is how dumb I was as a kid. When I went home, Mace, seriously, I was like on the toilet worried that a shark would be coming through the
pipes. I did too. In our swimming pool, I was afraid that I had this weird sense that a shark was going to rise
that
up and take me down.
That movie freaked me the hell out.
Yeah, no, it's a great movie. I still don't go in the water. And by the way, I see those drone shots when they send a drone out over the surfers and stuff, and there are great white sharks everywhere. They are have you seen those drone shots?
Oh yeah,
they are there.
I'm not even sure what you're supposed to do if you see a shark. Are you supposed to like frantically swim away or just stay still?
You have to stay still and punch him in the nose. That's exactly what you do with a shark. You punch him in the nose because that's like his. That's the way he stays upright. And if you punch him in the nose, you're going to screw up his balance, and I think you're going to be okay. So all you got to do is punch the shark in the nose if he doesn't get you.
Easier
first.
Said than done.
Yeah, that's it. Just punch him in the nose.
Punch him in the nose. Bergman, what about you?
Mine is really dumb, but it actually did scar me, and I'm kind of still a little scarred.
Okay.
Ernest Scared Stupid. Was
what? You are an idiot.
No, yes. Stop with the idiot stuff. All right, listen to me. I'm not alone on this. I guarantee you, if you go onto Twitter after people hear this.
Jim Varney scared you?
No, it was not Jim Varney. Jim Varney is not scary. The monster, however, was terrifying. It was something that it had like this goop dripping all over it.
Any movie with Ernest in the title cannot be your
absolutely
answer.
Not. Absolutely not. It was terrifying.
How old were you?
I was probably like
27.
This was not 10 years ago, sir. I was about 8 years old, 7 years old, something like that. But I'm telling you, this movie scared the hell out of me. I had to have some little bit of light in my room. Otherwise, I thought this monster was going to get me.
Remember the time I literally was so mad at you on Twitter that I unfollowed you because you wrote an entire tweet about how frustrated you were that you couldn't open a pistachio
nut.
It's
one of my best tweets ever,
by the way. I lectured you that there are certain things you just need to keep to yourself.
Yeah, because nobody cares.
This is one of them.
Nobody cares.
You do not
tell
people.
You ask me a question, sir.
I know, but
nobody cares about this pistachio.
No, people do care about the pistachio, and actually people still talk about the pistachio, and you're still talking about the pistachio.
What movie scarred you? You do not answer any movie in the Ernest series.
I'm telling you, it was
makes
scarring.
You look like a boob.
No, this is all true, and I guarantee you, people on Twitter are going to be like, I'm with you.
Dude, I say this with the utmost sincerity. I am so glad you have a girlfriend, because if you didn't, what you just said would have crippled you for 2 years.
No, I think it's endearing,
Girl is going out endearing. With a guy who gets scared at Ernest movies.
It wasn't the Ernest part of it. It was the
monster. Nobody understands that.
No, you don't understand it because you're not listening. But this is,
I guarantee you.
Go to the phones.
Go to the phones. 877-710-ESPN. Did Ernest scare you? Or what movie did?
And should Greg just keep certain things to himself?
We're all about honesty here,
Mason,
John.
Mason, what is your movie?
Okay, so it's my first memory. My very first memory.
Can I guess?
Sure.
The Exorcist.
No. I was 3 years old when this movie came out, and my mom and dad took me to the drive-in. And the movie was Planet of the Apes. And the opening sequence in Planet of the Apes...
The one with Charlton Heston?
With Charlton Heston. The opening scene of Planet of the Apes is all of the apes on horses chasing down Charlton Heston and catching him in a big net and then locking him up in a jail cell.
All right, can I tell you something about that movie? I, for years, thought Roddy McDowall was actually an ape.
Get out of here.
He was so good in that movie, and I had never seen him in any other role. That I thought, that dude,
dude is an ape?
I thought he was an ape. I was like, you said, we were like eight.
It's true.
Yeah, that, what's Heston's line at the end? You damn dirty ape.
Damn, you get your hands off me, you're damn dirty ape.
Yeah. Taylor, what movie scarred you as a kid?
I think mine is actually valid, and it was mentioned, The Exorcist. Oh, my goodness.
Well, when Linda Blair's head does a 360,
it's the spider crawl for me when she's walking
down. The spider crawl? Well, you're absolutely right. When she walks up the stairs backwards in the spider crawl,
nothing tops
I'm like,
that.
Oh, no. Oh, no, that's just not right.
I remember the first like, scary movie that actually scared. Like, Jaws was scary, but it wasn't intended. It wasn't a horror movie.
Some mechanical shark.
The first horror movie that scared me was the original Halloween with Jamie Lee Curtis. I thought that movie was super scary.
You know, they're doing another Halloween with Jamie Lee Curtis. It's supposed to come out for Halloween this year.
I mean, how many have they done? Are they up to like 20 now?
Oh, yeah. No, they're still doing Halloweens. Back to the well over and over again. All right. Hey, listen, the phones are always open, 877-710-ESPN. You can tweet us at LA Ireland, at Venice Mace, at Bergman Greg, and you can email the show, venicemace@gmail.com. Don't forget, 2 o'clock, the talented Mr. Roto will settle a bet. Who has a better fantasy football roster for 2021? Is it Ireland or is it me? We had our draft last night. All right, that's coming up for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
You know, the NFL season, there's kind of like life with the NFL going on and life without the NFL going on. NFL starts, so we got mythical money bets. We got a survivor pool. I played DraftKings with Max Kellerman and the guys. Fantasy football, all that stuff happens during the NFL season, and it is a blast. And it all starts tonight with Tampa Bay, the defending world champions.
Can't wait. Yeah, and by the way, I think Tampa Bay is going to boat race the Cowboys tonight.
You think so?
Yeah, I think they're going to kill them. Now, Bergman, you think the opposite, right?
I do. I think it's too many points. I think that the Bucs are going to win, but not by as many points as they're getting.
All right, a lot of people reacting to the what movie scarred you as a kid. And let's go to Mark in Thousand Oaks. And Mark, remember that your friends, your community, and other people are listening to you and will hold you in high or low esteem depending on what you say. Mark, what movie scarred you as a kid?
Hey, I appreciate it, Ireland, and thank God I am married, because Bergman is right that darn Ernest movie went too far with the monster.
Here. Thank you. Seriously.
Thank you.
What about the movie?
You go in, you're 7, 8, 9 years old, and you go into this thing thinking it's going to be, Ernest Goes to Camp, and you love those movies, and then they hit you with this, just ghoulish, Bergman's right, like snot dripping monster that just terrifies you as a
Mark,
kid. You know,
your scariest movie as a kid cannot be anything with Ernest in the title.
You are right, and I'm gonna do one better, because my number one, actual number one, is E.T. Scared.
Why did that scare you? I thought that was a beautiful movie.
Me too.
E.T. was friendly. What's wrong with you two?
I know he was. I don't know. I guess I don't know. But
all right,
he got into a
thanks,
basket
Mark,
on a bike
call.
And they flew across the
and
moon.
And he flew home. E.T. flown home. All right, here's Michael on line one. Hey, Michael, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Hi, how are you? I have to agree with Greg as well. If you go back
saying.
And look.
What is wrong with you people?
What I'm saying.
The makeup artist got nominated for the makeup for that monster on that movie.
Wait a minute. There was an Oscar nomination for Ernest Scared
there
Stupid.
There was an Oscar nomination.
Mason, look that up.
I'm
ain't buying
look that
it.
Up. I'm going to look that
not
up.
Not only that, but look at the number of kids who go to freaking Chuck E. Cheese. And they're scared of Chuck E. Cheese. Kids are scared of any kind of monster that looks mean.
All right, Michael, thank you for the phone call. Bergman, I think it's a certain age thing. You said you're 37,
38.
Right?
38. I'm 38. Yeah.
And that guy that called before is 37?
Yeah, it is an age thing. You're absolutely right. But it was horrifying, John. I'm telling you.
Yeah, you guys are all dopes.
Which Ernest movie is it from?
It's Ernest Scared Stupid. And I am not alone because there's someone, Patrick Abandi on Twitter says, Greg isn't lying about Ernest Scared Stupid. I saw the movie as a kid and it scared the crap out of me. The movie was disturbing as a child. It was.
Yeah, you can't. Okay, I just don't.
You're so why lost. Didn't you I love
the,
it.
Why didn't you read the tweet from Big E?
I didn't get
yep.
that tweet.
Sausage Pants is an idiot.
I didn't get it. Wasn't to me. I only read the ones. And also, B Stew says they don't know. They were too old.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Ernest. Anything scary out of an Ernest movie wouldn't scare me. I just don't think that that's...
Okay, I just tweeted out a picture of the monster. Tell me if you think that's scary enough to scar somebody.
Not now. It's not about now.
No, like think about it. As a little kid, is this scary enough to scare you?
Absolutely. Look at that thing. Look at the picture.
Dave and a girl wants to talk about the golf match. Hey, Dave, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
I just wanted to say that I think you might be sandbagging Mason a little bit. He said he shot 50 at nine holes at Rancho Park, correct?
Right.
Yes,
correct.
That's correct.
Well, I looked it up, and Rancho Park is a par 27, so that right there is 23 strokes.
Right.
And it's also a 900-and-something yard course. The longest hole is like 140 yards.
Yep. So he needs to take advantage of the par threes is what he needs to do. If you win the par threes, you're in the mix. If you lose the par threes, I think I'm going to make my hay on the par fives. But I'm kind of fascinated, Dave, by the nature of the experiment. Like, Mace, one of the reasons why I didn't want to cap you is I want to see what you actually shoot.
Yeah.
I want you to have an actual score. And so... that's one of the reasons why I think it's good the way we're doing it, because at the end of the nine holes, you'll have a score. Like,
right.
If we were capping you, you could just pick the ball up in the middle of the hole you were losing.
Sure.
But I don't want you to do that. I want you to have an actual
score. Yeah, no, I want to play through. And I'm, here's the thing. Of all the bits that we have ever done in our entire careers, I have never worked harder at a bit than this one. I mean, I have been at the course and at the range nonstop for 3 months. And my teacher has been really good. Derek Allen from Rancho Park has taught me a lot.
This is all why I'm betting on you, by the way. I think 27 holes is too 27 strokes.
Do you think I'm sandbagging?
I think you're going to do better than you think you're going to do. So, no, technically you're not sandbagging, but I think that you're going to do a little better. Like, I better shoot low 40s. If I don't, like, today I was terrible.
Yep.
I shot 45 on the front and 43 on the back. If I don't, 43 I might get away with. I don't think I'm getting away with a 45. I think that's where the line gets drawn. So
yeah, my goal is to win. So I've got to win five holes, five of nine.
But there'll be some where we tie. So but if you win five of nine, you win automatically. Then I can't beat you.
God, it would be a dream to win this thing. It would be a dream. I've put so much time and energy into it. And, I've got to stop saying just it's going to be carnage. I've got to start thinking more positively. I've got to secret this thing, right?
Well, you believe in the secret.
I do believe in the secret. If I can secret this thing, if I can visualize playing well, isn't that a huge part of golf is visualize playing well?
Well, I'm feeling a little better because Dr. Evan Jeffries, who is a physical therapist, just tweeted at me, and he says he's got some exercises for my calf that will get me up and running for tomorrow. So I'm feeling good.
Okay, good.
I'm feeling
good.
Better.
By the way, we were talking about Thursday Night Football. Here's a little background. Home teams, since they started Thursday Night Football, are 15-3. They are 11-3.
Straight up or against the spread?
11-3-4 against the spread.
So straight up, they're 15-3.
Straight up, 15-3.
Yeah.
Tom Brady's 40 passing touchdowns were tied for second in the league last year. That's his highest touchdown rate in a season since 2011. But C.D. Lamb is the guy that could break things up. I think C.D. Lamb is going to have a really good year.
Well, Zach Martin, the best offensive lineman for the Cowboys, is out because he has COVID.
Right.
So that's going to factor in. And I just think the Bucs are going to be out to prove that they weren't a one-hit wonder. That, you know, there's people talking about them maybe going undefeated.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I think
that team is going 10-7.
Yeah, I would lean more towards you. And I read one, I sent it to you guys. I read one report that said a guy predicting Tom Brady is going to break Peyton Manning's records for yards and touchdown passes in a season.
Oh, come on.
If anybody's going to do that, it's going to be Mahomes.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be Brady.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all. Well, it'd be fun. It's fun to have it back. Is NBC got this thing tonight?
Yeah, it's Al Michaels and Collinsworth.
Yeah, Al Michaels, it sounds like, from reading about Al Michaels, this could be Al's last year on Sunday Night Football and this Thursday night game.
I'm so glad football's back. And the difference is going to be full stadiums. Like, you get to go to a game on Sunday night full of fans. That's going to be the most people in one room that you've been in 2 years.
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, I'm totally thrilled. I'm so excited. I mean, I've said before, I splurged on these tickets, these seat licenses. I'm really excited for it. It was a bummer that I couldn't go last year after all the money I spent. So now we're making up for it. These are my seats for the next 50 years. I'm going to be at SoFi Stadium for the next 50 years because of those seat licenses.
Whatever.
Here's your first down.
Ireland, did you look at the picture yet?
Yeah, I don't know. Greg, you know what's scary?
As an 8-year-old, you don't think that's scary?
Yeah, you know what's scary is the picture on your Twitter account. What is that?
Oh, it is kind of freaky looking.
It's animated, right?
Yeah, it's animated.
Someone
exactly.
Drew a cartoon of you?
Why are you trying to deflect?
That is scarier than the monster from Ernest Scared Stupid.
You're telling me that this monster is less scary than a mechanical shark?
Yes.
Come on, let's be
real.
We
didn't know it was
here.
A mechanical shark when you were watching the movie.
And sharks
are
real.
Mechanical troll.
This monster, is just a guy wearing a plastic suit.
This monster looks
terrifying.
Like Gritty, the Flyers mascot.
Oh, man. No, that's worse.
It looks
come on
Gritty.
Now.
It looks like Gritty.
Look at all these, all these different horns coming out of him and all the goop coming off him.
Coming up next, Matthew Berry's going to settle an argument. Mason and I both drafted our fantasy football teams. Mason is extremely high on his team. I think my team is way better than his. We have sent the teams to Matthew, but he doesn't know whose team is whose.
Yes.
So we'll explain to you. We'll read you the starters on each team. We'll have Matthew objectively tell us who has the better team, and whoever he picks wins $2,500.
This is so me. $2,500 mythical bucks. Yeah, this is so me, John. You have completely misjudged my fantasy roster.
Let's see.
The talented Mr. Roto is coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.